This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran put its military capabilities on display Sunday with a series of parades to mark the 39th anniversary of the start of the Iran-Iraq War. Iran's president is warning that foreign forces are threatening the security of the Gulf after the U.S. said it was deploying troops to the region. Meanwhile, in an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he believes President Trump's strategy on Iran is working.
We are well on our way to forcing the Iranian regime to ultimately make the decision to become a normal nation. That's all we've ever asked.
The September 14th assault exposed the vulnerability of the region's oil facilities to drone and cruise missile attacks. U.S. President Trump says that he did nothing wrong in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine. News reports claim that Mr. Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says the whistleblower complaint from an intelligence official feels like the start of another witch hunt.
The conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect. And people better find out who these people are that are trying to subvert our country, because here we go again. These are bad people.
Mr. Trump has pushed for an investigation of the Bidens for weeks following news reports that explored whether a Ukrainian energy company tried to secure influence in the U.S. by employing Biden's younger son, Hunter. Sunday wrapped up another weekend of protests in Hong Kong, with pro-democracy supporters vandalizing a subway station and defacing a Chinese flag. Thousands also rallied inside a shopping mall. They later built a barricade across the street and set it on fire. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse some of the protesters. Meanwhile, Hong Kong has cut back rail and bus access to its airport in a move designed to avoid an anti-government protest at one of the busiest airport hubs in the world. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has praised Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Indian American community in the United States. Speaking at a rally in Houston, Texas, President Trump said it was an honor for him to be part of the Houston India Forum with the Prime Minister.
Prime Minister Modi is doing a truly exceptional job for India and for all of the Indian people. It is my immense privilege to be here with him today at this profoundly historic event.
Modi was introducing Mr. Trump and said he has already made the American economy strong again. Modi said in the 2 years that Trump has been in office, India, U.S. relations have been reaching new heights. Modi has been facing global backlash for his crackdown in disputed Kashmir. Last month, he stripped the Indian-controlled section of Kashmir of its semi-autonomous status, sparking renewed tensions with Pakistan, which also claims part of Kashmir. The World Health Organization says that Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola and different locations in the East African country. Officials in East and Central Africa are on an Ebola high alert. They are seeking to avoid the spread of the disease that has experienced an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's killed more than 2,000 people. The European Union will insist that border controls be put up along the Irish border if Britain leaves the bloc without a deal. Jean-Claude Juncker, the European Commission president, told Sky News the EU will not bear any responsibility for the consequences that might arise from Britain's departure.
The European Union is not leaving the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
So who is responsible?
The United Kingdom. Because we did not invent the Brexit. We were never pleading in favor of any kind of Brexit. That's a British decision.
Britain is scheduled to leave the EU at the end of the month. A visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China Sunday to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now defunct peace negotiations with the United States. The insurgent visit comes 2 weeks after U.S. President Trump had abruptly called off his administration's months-long peace talks, citing ongoing Taliban deadly attacks in Afghanistan. The two adversaries were believed to be on the verge of signing an agreement to end the 18-year-old Afghan war before Mr. Trump declared the peace process dead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA.